you know, just living life large.
A little chilly.
It's freezing, isn't it?
It's a little chilly.
Well, and this is where I sort of feel like you come to this time of
now,
the year.
I'm not being rude. Is she wearing shorts over there?
Yeah, of course
yeah,
she
because,
is.
Yeah, because, okay, there's a story behind that, though.
Right. No, I understand. I'm not, you're not that person that wears shorts. John,
well, now we're going to have to get a photo of you today and pop it up on the social. Yeah, we do.
She's
now,
been
yeah.
in training. She's got a cat's gear on. Training.
And there are no pants that fit me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Yes.
Height challenged.
Exactly right.
Can't you?
I know a tailor. we can take you there. You can have some adjusted. I know it would be hard, wouldn't it? Because track pants or I don't know what they call them. For exercise, they'd be tricky.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the footy gear.
Yeah,
tends to be really long.
Yeah. Well, for those people who maybe are not aware that Dr. Dom is a lecturer at Deakin Uni in health science and sports and stuff and nutrition, but is also the expert who's looking after the Geelong Football Club.
Nutritionalist from the Geelong Football Club. Isn't
exactly.
that how it works?
That's
great.
It. Yes.
She's also, how tall are you, darling?
4'11", I like to say. Maybe 10.5.
No, the point is you are short.
Yes.
And you do hang around a football club where most people at the football club
are
6 foot or more.
So double your height. Mm.
They are, double my height.
Not double, she's not 3 feet tall.
Oh, okay. True.
Almost,
that's
it feels
right.
like that.
I have some issues with that whole middle situation, don't you? Anyway, let's not go there. No, but the point is, you're right, they do make everything in footy club gear for tall people. Because,
they do.
Yeah.
Which is why you're in shorts. Anyway, prior to talking about the fact that you're wearing shorts today, we were talking about how it's been a bit cold. And one of the things when it is a bit cold, we tend to want to eat more.
Yeah.
And often, busy people, it's kind of easy to grab something that is not necessarily that good for you.
Yeah.
Because that just seems like the easy option. But you've got some other ideas for us.
Yeah. Well, I think being cold is one thing, definitely. I also think in today's world, everyone is so busy that it can actually get really hard to think about meal planning and what you're going to cook for the week. Sometimes I think if you've got kids, it probably is a part of more your routine because you're preparing around them a little bit too. But I know personally, it does get really difficult. You get home from work or you go home from the gym or whatever you do at night and you think, oh, okay, what do I go cook now? So I think you can make some really healthy, convenient options from just going to the supermarket, things that are already packaged for you, just understanding how to choose better ones versus ones that are probably full of a lot of calories and a lot of fat.
Well, Don, we walk in there and all we are looking for is the ones that say 99% fat free or lean. Isn't that all we need to know?
That is not all we need to know, no. The ones that often say those, sort of things are packed with something else. So it's either going to be a lot of sugar, a lot of salt or something like that. I always say, and I did this last night, I finished the gym at about 7:30 and thought I have absolutely no food at home, so I run to the supermarket. And the last thing I wanted to do was, and I know it sounds silly, but even just cut up veggies. I just want to cut up veggies.
Yep.
So if you go, you would all know, go to the soup, the Coles, Woolies, wherever you go, and they've got such a variety of good quality veggies and salads.
Well, I even found at Aldi the other day, cauliflower rice.
Yes, exactly. Zucchini noodles.
Yep.
They do all of that now, which is... Yeah.
Sorry, I'm screwing my nose up at cauliflower rice.
Oh,
you can just buy some rice.
Yeah,
just saying.
Very different.
Yeah, very different.
I know.
That's right.
Completely different carb intakes there, so depending on what you want.
And the taste, well, let's not even go there.
So if you're getting something convenient, he hates cauliflower. If you're getting something convenient, then at least it's going to make it easier for you, but look for the pre-cut up.
And you can still eat really well if you if you choose convenient. And the other thing, an example last night, I wanted something higher protein, so you go to the meat section, and if you think about all the different types of meats you can get. There's things that are in packaging with sauces and whatnot. Mm. You have to be careful with what you choose. So, I found a chicken breast that had a spiced rub on it. So it wasn't in any sort of sauce. It was just spiced chicken breast, which is the leanest you can get. Get home, in the oven for 15 minutes. I bought an air fryer. Have you guys got an air fryer?
Yeah, we've got one at home, yeah.
How amazing is it?
Well, I don't think it's that amazing, but
you don't like
it's,
it.
It's my daughter's.
Oh. Well, I only ever do chips in it, and then I'm trying not to eat chips, and so I don't know what else to do with it.
Anything. Yeah. I put veggies in it.
See, oh, this
chicken. It's great. Put all the veggies in that last night. It comes out so crispy.
Oh, we will. Awesome. We will take a break. If you've got a question for Dr. Dom, you can always give us a call 522-299-939. We'll talk about some more convenient ways to eat healthy right after this.
Now on the catch up, talking nutrition with Dr. Dom Kondo.
Yes, we are. And we're talking about, well, convenient meals that are healthy for us rather than rushing in and grabbing a bag of potato gems and a roast chicken.
Exactly.
Is that a nutritious meal? No, perhaps not.
But tasty.
You know, can you get the roast chicken? And the only reason I like that roast chicken is for the skin.
And that's the worst part of it.
Yeah. Anyway. I hear you.
But the point is, it's all relative too. If you have a bit of chicken like that, portion control is where it comes into it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because, you know, there's a roast chicken can actually be a pretty healthy meal as well, but it just depends on what you do with it. So, you know, I would be saying if that's, you know, you're at that time of night and you run into the supermarket and there's a roast chicken there, you'd be wanting to take the skin off. You'd be wanting to eat the right part of it, and you buy a bag of salad instead of a bag of potato gems, and there's actually a pretty healthy meal.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You can do things like that when you need to.
The problem is I take the skin off and I eat that.
Yeah, well, that's the issue.
Well, but you know what? If you make up a nice big salad.
Oh, I love a kale salad.
Yep.
And you slice the chicken breast and maybe the, I don't know what the back part of it is, the thigh, all the white meat without the lots of fat on it. Mm. Throw a little bit of skin in there just for good measure and you're okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Happy days, happy days.
Particularly if you've just come from the gym or somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. No, you definitely want that. What about things like boiling up some eggs and stuff like that?
Because
that's protein
absolutely.
And you often talk about the importance of protein in our hunger and cravings.
Absolutely, yeah. So we've said, as I said before, boiled eggs make a great snack, but they can all, like eggs can actually be a pretty good part of a meal as well. So thinking about things like omelettes or frittatas that you could just make with leftovers or, you know, one night, if that's all that you've got, then that makes a really, really healthy meal. Eggs and veggies. Perfect.
Well, we had our chef in today, Leonie Mills from the Gordon, and she's actually told us how to make a proper omelette.
Yes.
Look at that.
There's a technique for that. But again, she was talking about all the fillings, and this was one of those things. So a great way of doing it, she said she prefers to put cream in her 2 eggs per person for an omelette, but you can use milk or you can just use eggs if you'd want to. Mm.
Yeah.
And she was sort of saying, you know, you could have a bit of feta, some smoked salmon, or you can do, you know, some chopped up vegetables.
Yeah,
you
capsicum,
know.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Tomato, a bit of cheese. Yummy. A little bit of cheese wouldn't go astray. And that becomes a fairly substantial meal then,
absolutely,
doesn't it?
And really healthy. And even thinking about if you're going out for like a breakfast or a brunch, omelettes can actually be a really healthy option rather than going for things, you know.
Hash brown.
Or your hash brown. On toast, etc. They can be really, really good. So
there's many ways to do it. And I know you can get from the supermarket the little separate bags, individual bags of veggies, which you steam. Yep. I think they take a minute in the microwave.
See, that's
and you get
some
veggies.
Awesome idea, because that's quick. It's already prepared. And I think one of the hardest things when we're time poor is we just think our only alternative is to get something that's not going to be great for us.
Absolutely. And so you have to use those things to your advantage because they're there. So there's the frozen veggies, which you can get in the steam bags, or you can now get all your fresh veggies in the steam bags. And they are going to be more expensive, so you do have to remember that, you know, per kilo they're going to be more expensive.
You're
than
paying
the fresh
for
veggies.
That convenience, though.
You're
same
paying
as
for
a bag
the convenience.
Of salad. Yep.
But you're not throwing out stuff you're not using either, so that's a good thing.
Exactly right. And, you know, not every night, but when you need it, you know, it doesn't need to be I've either prepared a big extravagant meal or I'm going to go and eat badly. You can, there's somewhere in between.
Yep.
So just before we finish up on that, and really quickly, how did it go flying up and flying back with the boys for the Geelong Footy Club on the weekend?
Like
because you had to really sort of, that was tricky for you with meals and
it
everything,
so
you're on a plane.
Yeah, it was tricky. First time we've done that, actually, and that's just, you know, today's world, just making sure that we minimise any risk of COVID or getting stuck anywhere. So in and out on the same day. It was a challenge, but we got there and we got food at every potential place that we could. So, it was a massive day. Flew out at 11:30 from Avalon, and I think I walked through my door back in Melbourne about 3:30 a.m. So it was a pretty big one.
That is a big
possibly one. Wouldn't have been too many healthy options at Sydney Airport after the game, would there?
No, but we got grilled afterwards. So I mean, we always get like a healthy version of some takeaway food.
Yeah. So you got grilled. There you go.
And we always do that when we're not at home. So the boys were well fed. Mm. So it was
a whole tricksy night. Don't mention the whole situation.
Yeah, you know, that's we didn't mention that. No, everything else is fine.
No. Hey, look at this week. We've got another game.
Exactly right.
Dr. Dom, nutritionist for the Geelong Football Club and also lecturer at Deakin Uni. Thank you for your time. Lovely to see you in the studio again, and we'll catch you again next week.
See you next week.
Got news on the way next at 6 here on The Catch Up at Bay 93.9.